Sounds great. Well, I'm going to finish off this week with another wonderful story from the oceans. And it isn't quite the great escape, this story, but aquarium keepers at Santa Monica Pier Aquarium in the United States were left knee-deep in water this week when a cheeky octopus tried to make a break for freedom. Well, this female two-spotted octopus, which is about 30 centimetres long, swam up to the top of her tank and, using her dexterous tentacles, unscrewed the water valve on her tank, releasing at least 200 gallons of seawater that gushed out into the aquarium, causing havoc. And the wily escapologist survived this ordeal, but didn't actually quite manage to break out of her tank. She was still there when they found her in the morning. Well, octopuses are well known for their curiosity, nimble tentacles, and their immense strength. And biologists are still not quite sure exactly how intelligent octopuses are, and we don't know for sure, really, if this octopus definitely knew what she was doing when she was fiddling with this tank tap, knowing that this water would come out. But certainly it does seem that they are some of the brainiest invertebrates that there are. And octopus can do things like learn how to open jars full of food, and they leap sometimes into neighbouring aquariums looking around for food, which I think that's a rather sweet idea. And I think perhaps, in my personal opinion, the most brilliant animal in the world is something called the mimic octopus, which lives in Indonesia, and it spends its life doing amazing impersonations of lots of different other sea animals, including sea snakes and flatfish and lionfish. It really is, that kind of behaviour has got to be backed up by some level of amazing intelligence, I'm sure. And I'd love to see one. So if anyone wants to take me to see one, I'd be very happy. An octopus apparently might have a sense of humour. There's a story of an octopus that when it was given a slightly off shrimp to eat, it stuffed it in a drain while keeping eye contact with the aquarium keeper, as if to say, I'm not eating that. So there you go, the wonderful world of octopuses.
And I bet this one had at least a bit of a giggle watching its keepers mopping up after it.